Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Joe Neild. Joe, we had some rain move in late Monday night and into this morning, and I know you guys are concerned about flooding. What areas have you most concerned at this point?
Well, at this point, the central and southern portions of the state are where we're most significantly concerned about the flooding potential. We did see some rainfall move through the area, like you said, late last night into this morning. For the most part, that's come to an end, and then we expect some additional rainfall across the area during the daytime hours today.
Yeah, what is kind of the timeline on that? When do you guys think it'll pick back up again and then later end?
Well, we're going to see the rainfall moving back into central Indiana here within the next couple of hours. We have some rainfall over southern Illinois, southeastern Missouri, western Kentucky that's moving off to the northeast and should be entering the state here shortly. And then we expect showers and occasional thunderstorms through this morning and then really much of the day, although we'll see those start to trend down in coverage late this afternoon and then come to an end this evening.
Some places were under a marginal risk for severe weather. Do you guys still think there is a severe weather threat?
It's certainly non-zero, but it is low. So it's something we are going to have to keep an eye on. We do have some pretty significant shear in place, but as is often the case this time of year, how much we're actually able to destabilize and realize the potential for thunderstorms is really the question. So we may be able to mix down a few strong wind gusts, particularly across southern portions of central Indiana during the day today, but that threat should be relatively isolated.
What are some of the big threats to watch out for, maybe aside from the rain?
Aside from the rain itself, of course, we already have high water across much of the area along the main stem rivers particularly. So, people that are out traveling, especially if you're in low-lying areas or if you're near streams or rivers, just don't chance it. Don't go into any flood water. It's just not worth the risk. And then we do have another threat as we go later into the week for yet another wintry precipitation system as well.
Before we get to that, you guys have a flood watch out until late tonight. What areas are impacted in that flood watch?
That flood watch includes the vast majority of central Indiana, basically along and southeast of a line from Terre Haute up through Tipton. And that's going to be running through this evening. Certainly the flooding that is produced will help to at least prolong, if not exacerbate, some of the high water on the main stem rivers. So that threat will continue beyond this evening, but the flood watch for the areas will be dropping as we get into about midnight, 1 a.m. tonight.
Recap for the listeners what a flood watch means.
Flood watch means that there's potential for heavy rain and flooding in small streams, low-lying areas, the kind of flooding that you may see in fields, ditches, things like that. So we do have still a bit of frozen ground, even with the warmth that we've experienced in bursts here over the last week or so. So the rain that does fall runs off very efficiently, so it doesn't take much time for significant rainfall to start to cause some flooding issues. So that potential does exist. Folks need to be aware of it and be ready to take action if they observe flooding or if a flood warning is issued.
Okay. And then looking at snow chances for Wednesday and Thursday, what do you think's possible there?
Well, at this point, looks like we'll see some light wintry precipitation Wednesday night into early Thursday, potentially in the form of snow here in Indy Metro with a mix to our south of some sleet and freezing rain. And then looks like we see a bit of a break early Thursday into midday before a somewhat more robust system moves up into the Ohio Valley Thursday afternoon into Thursday night. Looks like here along the I-70 corridor, indications at this point are that we may be in for a bit of a messy Thursday afternoon, Thursday evening, with a mix of freezing rain and sleet getting up here into the Indy Metro. Areas north of the Indy Metro right now look to remain mostly snow. Areas to our south may transition over to all rain during that second wave before colder air moves in Thursday night, transitions everybody back to snow before everything comes to an end by daybreak on Friday.
Any idea on snowfall total amounts at this point?
Does look like we may see some light accumulations. A little bit early to get too terribly specific with that, but at least particularly over the northern half or so of central Indiana, I would say that a couple to a few inches of snow at this point looks like a good bet.
Okay, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
That folks should be keeping an eye on the forecast and how it evolves here over the next couple of days, and be prepared for things to potentially get a little messy on Thursday and Thursday evening.
Okay. He's meteorologist Joe Neild with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Joe, thank you so much for the time.
My pleasure. Have a good day.